This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Kathmandu District Court orders 5-day custody for former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak for investigation. A hearing on the habeas corpus petition to take place at Supreme Court today. Education Ministry orders closure of all BRIS courses from Baisakh 1 of upcoming New Year. Nepal Telecommunications Authority closes betting app and websites following Communication Ministry's direction. And oil prices rises after US-Iran tensions escalate. Now the news in detail. The Kathmandu District Court has granted permission to keep CPNUML chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak in custody for 5 days for further investigation. According to court information, Officer Deepak Kumar Shrestha, although the police had requested a 10-day remand, the court allowed them to be held in custody for up to five days for investigation. Information Officer Shrestha said a bench of Judge Ananda Shrestha yesterday granted permission to the police to keep UML Chairman Oli and Congress leader Lekhak in custody for 5 days. The habeas corpus petitions has been filed at the Supreme Court against the arrest of CPNUML chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The petition concerning Oli was filed by Oli's spouse, Radhika Sakya, claiming that his detention was unlawful, thus warranting his immediate release. The Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing on the writ petition for today. Likewise, a similar petition has been registered at the Supreme Court against the arrest of former Home Minister Lekhak, arguing that he was apprehended illegally. Hearing on it is also slated for today. Both leaders were arrested on 28 March following a high-level commission's recommendation to investigate the Gen Z movement incidents of 8th and 9th September in 2025. The Gauri Bahadur Karki-led panel advised the government to take criminal action against Oli and Lekhak for suppressing the movement. In a meantime, former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who was admitted to Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital TUTH on Saturday with complaints of palpitations, is currently under observation of doctors. Issuing a press release, the teaching hospital said Chair Oli is under observation and monitoring and the medical team is managing his treatment. According to the statement, Oli is a post-renal transplant patient with hydronephrosis, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypothyroidism, atrial fibrillation with APC and cholelithiasis. The hospital has also wished leader Oli speedy recovery. The government has directed the closure of all BRIS course programs run for higher education entrance preparation. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology stated that such courses negatively affect students' mental well-being and create inequality in access to education. The ministry has asked all institutions to shut down these programs from Baisakh 1 of 2083 BS, warning that legal action will be taken against those who fail to comply. The district administration offices have also been instructed to take necessary action against the violators. The government has moved to shut down online betting applications and related websites across the country. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology directed the Nepal Telecommunications Authority to block such platforms within 24 hours. According to officials, the decision follows a cabinet meeting on March 27, which resolved to ban online betting to curb illegal financial transactions and prevent capital flight. At a meeting chaired by Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha yesterday, senior officials were also instructed to prepare action plans to improve public service delivery. The minister emphasized the need to strengthen digital and data governance to ensure faster and more effective services for citizens. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has instructed the concerned authorities to work on measures for timely preparedness as part of disaster response so that public safety would be bolstered in the monsoon havoc. Speaking at a program organized at the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority yesterday, Minister Gurung directed the authority's official to ensure necessary workforces and equipment at standby for the effective disaster response. He urged full use of resources for urgent rescues and called for adding disaster management to curricula with basic preparedness training. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha has directed the bodies concerned to deliver services making people feel it immediately. Directing the high leadership of the ministry yesterday, Minister Shrestha stressed making service delivery more effective, transparent and people-oriented. Minister Shrestha underscored that all sides should move ahead to make the country self-dependent on energy sector. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah has directed authorities to implement a comprehensive plan to reform and regulate the country's labour sector. The ministry has replaced the old token system, allowing labour permits to be issued on the same day of application. Minister Shah also instructed digital access to pre-departure orientation training for migrant workers, enrollment in the social security scheme, and strict enforcement of minimum wages. 10 key action plans for labor sector reforms are to be implemented immediately. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam has paid a courtesy call on Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rao at his office yesterday. The Supreme Court judges were also present on the occasion. According to the constitutional provision, the Minister of Law is an ex officio member of the Judicial Council. The Supreme Court has ordered that the case against Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP chairperson Rabi Lami Chane and other defendants concerning opposition to the amendment of a money laundering petition be presented before a full bench. According to spokesperson and co-registrar Arjun Prasad Koirala, a bench of Supreme Court Justices Binod Sharma and Abdul Aziz Musalman issued the order yesterday to present the case before a full bench for hearing. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Deepak Khadga has been arrested yesterday by the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police. CIB spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP Shiva Kumar Shrestha, confirmed the former minister Khadga has been taken into custody for investigation into a money laundering case. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has said that he could take the oil in Iran and possibly target its main fuel hub, Kirk Island. According to the BBC, following the remarks, oil prices rose above US$115 as Asian markets opened. Iran has threatened further retaliatory strikes, including on universities and homes of U.S. and Israeli officials. Tehran reported that a university in Isfahan was hit for the second time this weekend. Power has been restored to most areas of Tehran after reported damage to the country's energy infrastructure. In Israel, a fire at a southern industrial site caused by an Iranian strike has been controlled. Meanwhile, Pakistan's foreign minister said the country is preparing to host peace talks in the coming days. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while the Tarai region will be partly cloudy today. There is a chance of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similar conditions are likely at one or two places in Madhes province, including the Tarai areas of Kosi province as well as in the hilly and mountainous regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. The weather is currently influenced by westerly and local winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu District Court orders 5-day custody for former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak for investigation. A hearing on the habeas corpus petition to take place at Supreme Court today. Education Ministry orders closure of all BRIS courses from Baisakh 1 of upcoming New Year. Nepal Telecommunications Authority closes betting app and websites following Communication Ministry's direction. And oil prices rises after US-Iran tensions escalate. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.